Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama reiterated his regret Friday for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
We're going to review what happened. We're going to identify the lessons that can be learned and any improvements and changes that can be made. And I know those of you who are here share our determination to continue doing everything we can to prevent the loss of innocent lives.
Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, President Obama said the news that aid workers American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been killed was far, very hard for him to absorb. Mr. Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the tensions in the Arabian Sea have lessened over the prospect of Iranian ships delivering weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen. An Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen changed course and now appears to be returning to Iran. White House says it has evidence Iran has supplied weapons and given other support to the Houthis. U.S. warships have been sent to Yemeni waters to keep shipping channels open. Italian police arrested nine suspected terrorists and were hunting for nine others on Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to the deadly attacks in Pakistan and possibly a plot to attack the Vatican. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the Al-Qaeda terror network. This is VOA News. Thousands of people and several world leaders gathered in Armenia Friday to mark the 100th anniversary of the World War I killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Meantime, the Armenian Patriarchate, for the first time, has held services in Istanbul to remember those who died in the mass killings of Armenians. Dorian Jones has our report.
Members of Istanbul's tiny Armenian minority packed Mother of Mary Church to attend the first service of its kind to be held by the Patriarchate. In a letter, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expresses sorrow and said he shared the pain of the death suffered by Armenians. Mr. Erdogan attended the Gallipoli centenary commemorations and sent his European Union Affairs Minister, Volkan Bozkurt, to attend the church ceremony. Although the support by the country's political leadership is seen by observers as further progress in the country confronting its past, the government continues to deny Armenian claims that the deaths amount to genocide. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Actor and UN refugee envoy Angelina Jolie Pitt told the Security Council Friday about the suffering of Syrian refugees she has met during visits to the region and urged council members to overcome their political divisions and end the conflict.
Nearly 4 million Syrian refugees are victims of a conflict they have no part in. Yet they are stigmatized, unwanted, and regarded as a burden. So I'm here for them. Because this is their United Nations.
The Security Council has seen four vetoes from Russia, supported by China, on measures that might have helped halt the conflict in Syria and the humanitarian disaster that it has created. More than 220,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, among them 10,000 children. Nearly 4 million Syrians have become refugees. UN Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but said the key issue to refugee safety is access to asylum when fleeing violence in their own country. Following an emergency meeting of European leaders on Thursday, that it was a direct response to the capsizing on Sunday of a migrant boat, which in about 900 people are believed to have drowned. French President Francois Hollande has urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to move forward with implementing a ceasefire to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine. For his part, President Putin called on Mr. Hollande to restore ties between their countries after a year of tensions over Ukraine.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here, welcoming you to a world party for jazz, another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1, as we give you a continuation of our celebration of International Jazz Day and the concert in Paris on the 30th of April. Yes, artists from all over the world will be gathering in Paris on the 30th of April to close out the month of April and Jazz Appreciation Month and our celebration all around the world. America's Smithsonian Institution for the Arts and History of our nation deemed years ago that April would be Jazz Appreciation Month to be celebrated worldwide, and UNESCO, the United Nations Organization for Education, Scientific, and Cultural Affairs, has deemed that they would celebrate with a grand concert each year. It began in New York, followed in Istanbul, Turkey, then Osaka, Japan last year, and this year the fourth annual International Jazz Day concert happens in Paris, with artists from all over the world joining together to make music in celebration of the great American art form, which is now a global art form, jazz. One of the artists that will be performing there is the master guitarist from Los Angeles, Lee Ritenour. Here's a live version of his song in celebration of Wes Montgomery in the style that's affected Lee Ritenour in such a great way, as well as so many other guitarists down through the years. The song is Boss City from Alive in L.A. Lee Ritenour, who will be alive in Paris on the 30th of April as International Jazz Day happens again, and happens for us right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
another of the great stars of international jazz. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, originally, she came to America, could hardly speak a single word of English, came to New York City in 1981, and established herself as one of the great pianists around today and also one of the great vocalists, Ileana Elias. That's a cut from her album. Ileana Elias plays Jobim, the music of her countryman, fellow countryman, Antonio Carlos Jobim, with the help of Eddie Gomez on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Nana Vasconcelos on percussion. Ileana Elias will be performing at the 4th International Jazz Day concert on the 30th of April in Paris. And so will the great vocalist Diane Reeves. I asked Diane to give us a message for Jazz Appreciation Month. Here's her message to you, and we'll follow that with some delightful live work from Diane Reeves, sounding as she shall in Paris on the 30th of April. Take it away, Diane.
Hi, this is Diane Reeves. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? And did you know that jazz represents the cultural heritage of the United States? It has its roots in blues and ragtime, and then swing, bebop, and beyond. There's so much to learn and so much to love, so much to celebrate with this glorious music called jazz. So go to a jazz concert. Learn how to dance to jazz. But whatever you do, this month and every month, enjoy jazz. Made in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Delight, cocoa. assumes reality until it seems it's not a dream. The two are you and me. Shades of delight called of you, rich as the night. Afro Nuo, shades of delight Coco.
Great Diane Reeves paying homage to her love of the sound, the feel, the soul, the music of Africa with her version of Afro Blue from her live album In the Moment, live in concert.
Thank you so much.
Now, not only in Paris will the events of International Jazz Day be occurring, but all over the world. And if you go to the International Jazz Day website, simply internationaljazzday.com, you'll see a listing of the events in every nation on earth, including Germany, where America's great musicians, saxophonist Tia Fuller, leads a fantastic band that includes trumpeter Sean Jones, Mimi Jones on the bass, and the brothers Shamey and Rudy Royston on piano and drums. Here's a song dedicated to her bandmates called Royston Rumble from her album Angelic Warrior. Tia Fuller playing in Munich, Germany on International Jazz Day and playing for us now on Jazz America from VOA 1. Well, the ladies alongside the gentlemen of jazz will be representing on International Jazz Day and the concerts around the world on the 30th of April in Paris and otherwise. And as I mentioned earlier, playing in Munich, Germany on International Jazz Day, Tia Fuller, the great young saxophonist. Well, there's another of the talented ladies, a great band leader, composer, performer, and Grammy Award winner. You're going to be hearing from her next here on Jazz America and on stage in Paris. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's another message I received via Facebook, because not long ago we changed our email address here to reach me here on Jazz America. And this listener, speaking of ladies and jazz, Eni Batulglin, wrote to me, "Dear Russ, sorry for my silence, but I'm still a listener of jazz. I have sent you greetings by email to your address. I'm not sure that you still use it or not. All the best. Eni Batulglin from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia." Well, Eni, thank you so much for being in touch by Facebook, and now things are corrected. She knows how to reach me at jazzamerica@voanews.com, and so do you. Now, speaking of ladies and jazz again, performing in Paris at International Jazz Day on the 30th of April, the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. Did you know that she was discovered at the age of 10 years old playing the drums by the late, great Clark Terry? And she has certainly gone on to a fantastic award-winning career. One of her greatest projects was an all-female group that came together to create the Mosaic Project. And from that, here's Terry Lynn Carrington with Mosaic Triad on VOA's Jazz America. You'll be on stage in Paris on the 30th of April as part of the International Jazz Day Concert, the fourth annual to close out the worldwide celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April. The great trumpeter from South Africa, Hugh Masekela, from his album The Boys Doing It, and the song In the Jungle. One of the great ambassadors of jazz from the United States of America is certainly the master vocalist Al Jarreau. He'll be in Paris on the 30th of April for the International Jazz Day concert. He joins us now to give us some thoughts, and then we'll hear some live music as he got together with one of Europe's finest big bands, the Metropole Orchestre, for the music you're about to hear here on VOA's Jazz America.
You know, I remember seeing a concert, and you were dressed with a medallion, and it struck me as, here's Al Jarreau, an ambassador for this music, an ambassador for positivity. You ever feel that way? Like, I'm an ambassador. I'm going to other countries. I'm taking the music of America, the music of my heritage, the music that I love. You get that feeling of being an ambassador?
Are you kidding? Every damn day I feel that way about it. I really do. Uh-huh. And, you know, if that is making too much of things, if that's making a mountain out of a molehill, if that's being too impressed with myself, if that is being overboard in some ways, then I'm sorry. I am that way. I just really do think that it is important to shine where you can, to love what you're doing if you have the opportunity. So very few of us have that opportunity. And thirdly or fourthly or fifthly or maybe even firstly, you know, as a person from the States with a heritage of some pretty good stuff, basically, even though we get in trouble as Americans, you know, sometimes and over some several years. I love standing there, and when I sing this song, for people to know that I'm an American and from Wisconsin, the Midwest, and really loving what I do and caring about it, you know. Thank you.
So much fun. He is an ambassador for jazz all around the world, as he shall be in Paris on the 30th of April for International Jazz Day Concert Number 4. Russ Davis here, and it's time to close out this edition of Jazz America with music from the man who is the Goodwill Ambassador for UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization that is promoting International Jazz Day Concert Number 4 in Paris, Herbie Hancock. And here he is, in Rome in 2004 at the We Are the Future concert, doing his classic Chameleon, sounding as he shall in Paris on the 30th of April, here on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Questa è la cosa veramente più importante. Continuiamo a sostenere questo progetto, 6 centri nuovi, ma adesso Herbie Hancock!
We'll be right back.
Herbie Hancock at another great live event celebrating jazz. That one in Rome in 2004. He'll be in Paris in 2015 for the International Jazz Day Concert. Russ Davis here. And on the next edition of Jazz America, join me in Indianapolis for the 2015 Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Competition from the American Pianists Association. Five young men compete for the major jazz prize. We'll talk to some of the great jazz pianists who were there as judges: Amina Figueroa, Billy Childs, Bill Charlap, and Edward Simon. Plus, Diane Reeves was there performing with the pianist, and Christian McBride was there as the MC. We'll talk to them and hear the live music from the event on the next Jazz America.